Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Triple Jump podcast. It's a video game podcast. My name is Ben.
My name is Peter.
My name is Ashton, and happy 199 podcast.
199 podcasts on the wall.
199 podcasts.
You listen to one,
then check it off. 198 podcasts on
left
the
to
wall.
Listen to.
Yes,
you've got to go to back. Them all now. It would be in reverse
back
order.
And listen to them.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. We hope you had a fantastic Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, this is going to be a slightly different podcast. We're recording this in advance because we're all being merry and on our holidays. We're not actually
we're
in
bloated.
Office. We're bloated.
So
we couldn't make it through the front
probably
door.
Probably pretty hungover as well.
I should certainly hope so. And so you join us here on this special, it's kind of a bonus podcast, but it is a proper numbered podcast where things are a little bit different. Yeah. We're not doing the usual question format.
We're
isn't
going
that right?
AWOL, baby.
AWOL.
AWOL. We're going up the
is
AWOL.
That where the podcasts are?
Yeah.
On AWOL.
If you are a Patreon of a certain tier, you would know that for After Dark podcasts, we put a bloody bunch of questions in a hat and we pick one out each. We read it and we answer it. In quick succession,
hat sounds for people just watching.
Sounds. Trying to get hat sounds.
So what we've done is we've asked you for some quick fire video game questions. Mm-hmm. They sound like that in the bag. Ooh, ASMR.
Your video game is beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick them out and answer them. Bit different. Not. I've not pre-assigned some questions. We're going rogue, baby.
We've not read them ahead of time either. No. Well, you sort of have.
I have.
You sourced them. We've not prepared answers. But before we get there, we need to talk about the sponsor for this week's podcast. Mm-hmm. Of course, every week we're sponsored by a very real video game adjacent sponsor. They help us keep the lights on.
Oh my God, do you guys know? Actually,
holidays,
actually I think he's at my house. So yesterday when I was cleaning up, I looked on my ceiling and there was a spindly little spooder. And I thought, hey, that guy looks like Dead Island 2.
Did you say, is that you, Dead Island 2?
Is that you, Dead Island 2?
Yeah. It's like that.
He rubbed his arms together and was like, yes, me.
Made little spider noises.
I'm here.
Incredible. So this week's sponsor is actually, this one was provided, Peter, by your spouse.
Oh, was it?
It's a collaboration between your spouse and Justin Roiland.
Right.
It's called High on Wife, and it's out right now on Game Pass.
It's been out for a few weeks, actually.
It's been out for a few weeks on Game Pass. Only two weeks.
Yeah.
And it depicts what a fantastic first Christmas you will have with your lovely wife.
With my new spouse.
With your new spouse. And Justin Roiland will voice both of you.
Oh, no. will it one of us sound like Rick and one of us will sound like Morty?
You're both going to sound like Rick,
oh, jeez, Amy.
Oh, no.
You're both going to sound like Rick. So that's going to go really well. And I'm glad that you're having Christmas in Yorkshire, far and far away from here, where none of
really
us can
nice.
Hear it.
New to Adult Swim, Pete and Amy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Season one.
So that's good. As I said, Game Pass right now, High on Wife.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Go get it. I hope that's real.
It's not real.
Oh.
You're going to have a bad Christmas.
I am.
With your new
you're
wife.
You're going to be low on wife.
Just really.
Low on wife, yeah.
A real shame. No, of course, we're sponsored by wonderful patrons over at patreon.com/teamtriplejump, where for as little as $1 per month, you can submit questions to this podcast. And if you support us at a certain tier, you will also get a shout out as one of our podcast producers. We're going to run through them right flipping now.
Guaranteed shout. Shout outs to Nathan.
GY Goliath.
Nexus Polaris.
Walco.
Nicole Hansen.
Ellie Nicholas.
Erica Hutchinson.
Melody L. Bonet.
Katie Garrett.
And Gabrielle Philipping.
Thank you, podcast producers. Bet you weren't expecting that so early. You don't have to wait till the middle of the podcast. Guess what? Flipping. Beginning. It's going early. Crazy. 199,
such
baby.
Strange wild card episode.
Yeah. It's because 200 is normally meant to be like the special one, but it's the Game of the Year podcast for 200. So we thought, why not celebrate now, preemptively, of 200 podcasts?
Go absolutely flipping radio rental.
Mental.
Ape poop.
Yeah.
This is going to be like at Christmas time. They go, do you fancy a... Go on, then.
Oh,
I'll have a question. Go on.
Unless you want to go first, Ashton. That's how they do it in my house. Youngest first.
No.
Ashton goes first in the Austin house.
Yeah, I come to Austin Peter's house and I say, no verbal presence.
Yeah.
I'm here first.
This is from Omar Zambon, who says, hi, Bap. Hello. What games are you most proud to have completed, either new or retro? Cheers, and have a Merry Xmas and a Happy New Year.
Most proud Thank you, to Omar. Have completed.
Thank you, Omar Zambon.
A relatively recent one, Returnal, was a game that I genuinely thought I was going to bounce way the flip off. Don't really like roguelikes, and so I suppose in the spirit of that, maybe Hades as well was not one that I was... Well, I didn't really complete it, but I finished a successful run, you know it was. But I did properly finish Returnal, and I got the Platinum Trophy. I really got into a groove with that game, and... really ended up quite liking it a lot, even though I feel like I'll never replay it. And then probably going back to Demon's Souls, which kickstarted my Soulsborne obsession.
Ashton.
I think purely because the game is massive and it took us almost 6-7 months to complete, Lego Marvel Super Heroes and subsequently Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, that is a lot of game for a Lego game. Much like the Skywalker saga, which I still have not completed, and I don't know if I ever will. I made sure we got all the golden bricks. We platinumed that game, and it took me and MB, a very long time to do. So I was pretty proud when we did that. And it was the first game we played and finished together as well. So
that's very sweet.
That one.
Cute, yeah.
Kind of sickening, really.
Yeah.
Revolting. For me, it would be probably the most memorable kind of moment of finishing a game I have is finishing the first Halo game on Legendary in co-op mode with my uncle. And it was we'd finished the game various times before on different difficulties, but we'd heard that if you finished it was still back in the days where, all right, there was more sort of connectivity online, and like, you, it wasn't a complete, you know, dark zone in terms of not knowing what's out there in the gaming world, but there was still an element of like playground chatter and stuff about these things and rumors. And we'd heard that there was this secret ending if you finished it on Legendary, and it took us ages and ages. And I remember doing the final sort of car sequence where you're driving away trying to not die, and the bonus cutscene is like, it's kind of, it's funny, it's a joke, but it's not quite what we expected. But I remember it just like being, my brother was in the other room as well. And just as we like made it over the line, we were like, we've done it, come on through. And he like rushed in to see what was happening and stuff. Mm. So yeah, it was a big moment in that house to see what this mystical cutscene was.
Cute.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Ashton.
Thanks.
Would you like to? Would you fancy?
I think I will, actually. Yeah, thanks.
Ooh, go on then.
Ooh, I've got a Chris Law. Tasty. Hey, everybody. Second question. So feel free to throw this one out. I didn't throw either of them out. They're both in the pub. I just started Watch Dogs Legion. Not sure where the S goes. And I love the London setting. Where would you like to see a game set? I wouldn't hate Atlanta, World of Coke, Sweet Iced Tea, and Tyler Perry. Okay, kiss, kiss. See Law. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, See Law.
Claw. Thank you, Claw.
Claw.
Hmm. Where would we like to see a game set?
You want to pick somewhere like really obscure, like a Center Parks. Like
a Center Park.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I really liked Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, and I would probably just enjoy more games set in rural English villages.
There was a Center Parks in Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
There was, yeah. So. But I thought that was a really It's strange, like, for some reason, it's sometimes more interesting going around something familiar to you rather than something that's, you know, more kind of exotic and strange. Because you can go, oh, yeah, that's what that looks like. There's one just literally outside, there's a post box just down there. But, oh, that's funny, in my game. I'd quite like to see more of that. Because strangely, although there are a few games that are set in those settings, there's a bit of a leaning towards that more with, like, JRPGs and stuff. So you get them, like, because I think there's, it's seen as, like, quite an interesting, because to people in Japan, it's probably kind of an interesting, unique, oh, how strange, this, like, countryside England. So they do it as a kind of interesting, unique place. And for us, it seems familiar. But then you do end up getting this blend of, like, yeah, kind of geographically and architecturally, they sort of nail it down. But then you still have all these sort of JRPG tropes in there. I covered one in a list once that was a very strange game. But, set in, like, the Lake District or something. But
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was weird. I wanna play that. But, yeah, I'd like more of those.
I do feel like a game set in, like, Angers would be really good. A Butlins? Yeah.
Okay. What kind of slides?
Game? Yeah, with the water slides, like a survival horror game.
Okay, like a zombie. Okay.
Yeah, and you've got, like, all of the mascots.
Have you ever been to a Butlins before?
Yeah.
Have you? Like, stayed there?
Yeah.
I've never stayed at Butlins.
Really, really awful. Actually, we went twice. One time we just went, like, and we actually stayed for the week. One time we went and we got really sick and had to go home.
Oh, no. Why?
I think we all just got a stomach bug.
Oh.
And me and my mum and my sister were really unwell, so my dad had to, like, drive us all home in the middle of the night because we just weren't very well. Oh, but the Butlins we went to, they had, like, the Sunshine crew or whatever, and there was, like, a bunch of... it's probably like just graduated dance students all in brightly colored outfits that would do like shows for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was so young that she was like, they were going to take her to like the kids club thing. And my mum thought, oh, we just drop them off there and they take care of them while we go and like to go to the pool or something. And it turns out she had to stay the whole time. So my mum was a bit upset about that. But it's pretty good. I remember you had to go outside to get to the water slide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to get out of the pool, go outside, and then come back in at a different entrance to go up to the water slide. When I was young enough when it was fun, but looking back at it, my mum was like, we would never, ever go back to a Butlins.
I always looked on a Butlins, like, with jealousy from the outside. Mm. Like, look at that. Look how much fun they have. They've got rides and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. I've been to Pontins twice.
I was going to say Pontins.
I've been to... That's, like, bad Butlins.
Yeah.
That's Badlins. An experience. I'd set mine in a Pontins because, I don't know, it would just be worse than the survival horror game that's set in Butlins.
Yeah.
Everyone would die immediately.
Yeah.
Everything's rotting there.
It's just like there's like different like calibers. You've got like, you know, your center parks and then you go down to like a haven.
Yeah, well, where's haven on the scale?
Yeah. I think it's better than a Butlins, but not as good as a center parks. And then like you get your Butlins and your Pontins.
Yeah.
And then just a sort of local holiday
park. Whitley Bay Caravan Park.
Yeah.
yeah, to be fair. Yeah. That's fair. Oh, I don't know where would I set it? I do also like UK settings just because they don't happen very often. Mm. And it is nice to see. But there's something fantastical about exploring other places. Maybe that town that is by the sea. That is on all of those automatic screensavers for Windows PCs/Google devices, where it's all the buildings are like painted different colors and it's really striking and beautiful. You could make some crazy artistic indie game in that setting. Sure.
Brighton has a lot of streets like that. I don't think that one is Brighton.
I don't want to go to Brighton.
Brighton does have a lot. I'll
just go to Brighton in real life.
There are lots of seaside places that have multicolored houses. Balamori.
Balamori. You know what? That's what it was. That's the one I was. No, there's somewhere in Balamori. Some like, it's probably Greece or somewhere. Yeah. It looks beautiful. I'd like to have a game set there. Mm. Like the Unfinished Swan.
Yeah.
We find
the colour in the houses.
Yeah, you've got to colour it in. Mm. See where you're going.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Here you go, Ben. Would you like...
Well, I wasn't would going like to, but since you offered, you maybe like, I...
It is
maybe
Christmas.
It is. You didn't say that'd be custard. Let's see. It's from Bartek. Bap, bap. That's the sound of fireworks. We all know that NPCs in games dance the best. If you were a dancing NPC at the New Year's party, at which character's party would you have the best fun? And in whose party Would you fear for your poorly animated life? My pick, best, Shepard from Mass Effect. Fear, Crash Bandicoot. For Auld Lang Syne, Bartek. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bartek. So, if you were a poorly dancing NPC in a video game, which one would you feel the safest at?
Get in the
which
rhythm.
Party and which one would you feel the least safe at?
Here's a strange one. Mm. It would mean nothing to you guys, I don't think. You probably are aware of Eddie Gordo from Tekken 3.
Yes.
Who does what's that martial arts style called, or that fighting style?
MMA.
The one that where you do the flippy.
Oh, capoeira.
Yeah, he's a capoeira fighter. But if you select him with like the start button or something, I don't know how you do it. There's this strange bonus reskin of him. Where it's a guy called Tiger who has this big afro. He's like this Afro-American guy, and he wears a purple flared suit, and I think he's got like his neck is open on his shirt.
Mad drip.
He wears all the bling and stuff. If you complete the game as him, his like winning cutscene is just him in like a disco, and he's just this disco dancer.
Time.
Yeah. And I think Tiger from Tekken would be a great party host.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And what about your least favorite? Where would you not feel very safe at all?
I don't know. I might have to think about that one. Have you got some ones that you'd like to be at?
I would like to be at Moxie's New Year's Eve party from Borderlands.
Blimey, I'd feel pretty unsafe there.
Yeah, but I think she'd take care of me. She'd just nestle me in her bosom if I was in trouble.
Right. That's what I thought.
And I'd be safe.
Okay, good. And what about least safe?
Least safe.
I've thought of one. I wouldn't like to have a New Year's party at Rapture.
No,
that's a good
very,
point.
Pretty horrible.
Yeah. That's a very good one.
You could
one.
Say that about all sorts of horrible video game locations. But
wasn't it New Year's Eve that Rapture, that everything went down? I think it was.
I think it was a significant holiday or something.
It's quite funny the amount of like, there was a party and now everybody is dead vibes in a lot of games. Like a Bioshock. Is it Infinite or the first Bioshock where there was like a couple of places where there's like clearly been a party happening?
It's probably the first one.
The first
because
one.
I'm fairly sure it's New Year's
it's
Eve.
It's the one underwater.
That's a very good pick.
You'd worry what the punch had been spiked with, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just pouring Adam
I
in
can
there.
Fire crows now.
Yeah. Am I drunk or is this really happening?
Bees.
I don't know. Well, whose party would you like to go to?
I haven't really thought of what one I would like to go to. I wouldn't like to go to, you know, that map in Time Splitters Future Perfect, the disco one.
Yeah.
And it's got the dance, like a monkey.
Like a monkey.
That one. But everyone's just getting shot all the time in that one. So I wouldn't want to be an NPC dancing in that club.
Well, there was a bonus mission, like one of the mini game ones, where there's just loads of robo chimps and you have that electric gun and you have to charge them up and they start dancing. Even quicker,
yeah,
like
they
that.
Do,
and they have bars that's
great
running down.
I thought somewhere I'd feel unsafe.
Okay,
Balan Wonderworld.
Oh god, Balan
I wouldn't feel safe with Balan.
No,
I think if I had had a few drinks, I would not feel safe with him. I would be like, I need a fear friend.
We're recording this in advance. Do you reckon Yuji Naka has been arrested for another instance of insider trading by this point?
Or is it still just twice?
No, I'm not sure. Twice now.
It did occur to me, though, when he said Balan Wonderlands, Wonder World, whatever it's called, that I've just remembered that weirdest game ever, Christmas weirdest game we played.
Mm.
Kind of aesthetically similar, really.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how, because he was involved in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's a Naka original.
Like the character, the flying guy with the jingle bells on his head was a bit Balan.
He was a little bit, and the whole vibe was very similar. Mm. Yeah. Whose party do you want to go to, Ben?
Whose party do I want to go to? Well, I think Bartek named it, because while I was reading that question, my mind immediately went to the NPCs dancing in every single club in Mass Effect and how horrible their dance moves are and how great it is and how bad Shepard's dance moves are and how that became a joke within the series itself later on. They're like, oh, you're horrible at dancing. And he just sort of stands there and does this. And it's great. It's, that's how I dance. I recognize that.
There was a club in Detroit, wasn't there? Detroit Become Human.
Yeah, was there?
I think so.
I mean, you're probably right. I can't remember.
There was definitely one of those games. I remember walking around a club.
Oh, there's one in Heavy Rain.
It could be Heavy Rain.
That was a pretty scary club. It was a bit sketchy, that one, owned by a criminal.
I think it was Heavy Rain.
Let's just say that you'd never feel unsafe in an Animal Crossing party. I think you could probably dance.
Yeah, but you probably feel bored.
So you want there to be a bit of Dane?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
What about the the Flipping Farm game? What's it called?
Stardew Valley.
Mm. The Dance of the Jellies.
Oh, yeah.
The Midnight Jellies, yeah. Whatever they're called.
Or the summer party where they're all doing weird midsummer vibes.
And no one picks you to dance.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Rubbish. Maybe that one.
Feels bad, man.
Yeah, just not getting
it's nice
picked.
And Stardew.
Because then you don't have to dance.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
And you can just eat all the snacks. Mm. So, Peter, there's a little question here with your name on it.
Oh, well, everyone always has a little bit of room for an extra course, don't they?
Go on, then.
Well, this is from Liam Carpenter Robson, haven't we?
No.
Don't think so.
I feel like I've heard that name today. It might be when I was editing the tap peel. I don't know. Merry Christmas, Bap. Have you ever gotten to the end of the game but struggled with the final boss / final level to the point you don't beat the game? Would you still say you finished the game despite not beating the final boss rather than spending hours to no avail and perhaps hampering your enjoyment of the game overall? Thank you, Liam. Mm.
Is the question have I or would I say I'd finished
it? Well, have you? And if you have... Did you say that you finished it? And if you haven't done that, would you say you finished it if you did do that?
Cool.
No, I have a specific example of this too. Final Fantasy 13, which I tried to play and I really wanted to like and I didn't. And then I went back to it and I gave it a really good another run and I got all the way up to the final boss. And I know it was the final boss because towards the end I was so bloody bored of it that I was following a guide just to get through it. And I could not beat the final boss. My character builds were just rubbish for the type of boss it was. I was woefully underpowered. There were several, it was a long time ago. It was like a decade ago. But there are several reasons why I just couldn't beat this final boss. And so every time I talk about Final Fantasy 13, I say I got all the way up to the final boss. I don't say I finished the game.
Yeah.
I don't say I practically finished the game. Mm. It's I couldn't. I got to the final boss and then I stopped.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... If I ever did that, I wouldn't say that I finished the game. I don't think I've ever done that. Got as far. I've definitely, quit halfway through games because I found them too difficult. But I don't think I've ever got quite that far and then been stuck. I think the closest thing maybe was it's another Tekken answer actually from me. Tekken 6? Yeah, Tekken 6 had... talked about it before, just this giant like Egyptian crocodile boss. He's like about 15 feet tall. He's got like a pharaoh's headdress on and he's a sort of looks like a crocodile skeleton. And he's just really, really, really difficult and cheap and it's just not fair. And you do eventually beat him. I wonder if there's even some kind of adaptive difficulty where if you've died like 20 times and just hit continue that maybe it gets a bit easier because suddenly you do seem to just get it. But I definitely, there were times where I would rage quit from the game and just be like, well, this is stupid. And then I'd quit and then I'd go back to it eventually. So it is one that I have eventually overcome many times, but it's probably the closest I've got to saying, oh, screw this, I'm out at the very end.
Yeah, I don't think I've not like stopped at the final boss. Mm. But I also sometimes feel a bit weird when I have finished a game's story, but there's like other bits to go back and do, like mopping up wise. And if I haven't finished them, I sometimes be like, well, I finished the game, I haven't finished everything yet. Because I'm like, well, technically I haven't finished the game. Because if you finish the game, you've done everything. And sometimes, like with God of War, I've finished the game, but I haven't done two of the things that I need to do to get the final trophies and also to fully finish the game. So I'm a bit like, yeah, I've finished the game.
I think if you roll credits, you finished the
game. Yeah, I know that, but I would say that, I finished the game, but there's a couple of things I still need to go back and do. So, but I've never lied and said I finished
the
game.
You've never lied, and you never would.
Never ever in my whole life. Will never.
Cross my heart. Is it Bayek? Is that the name?
Of the boss.
Yeah.
It's the guy from Assassin's Creed Origins.
I know it is.
Azazel.
Azazel, yeah, that's it. Well, what does it say Bayek then? Or maybe that's the player name. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Bayek is a character you can play as.
Azazel.
So that must be who's against him.
Okay, Azazel. Cool. That's Azazel. A good name.
Yeah, Vajazzle.
No, not that one.
He's a real...
Your Vajazzle is beautiful.
A-hole. I hate him so much.
He can't hurt you anymore.
No, he can't, thank God.
Peter, I think I've got just enough room for a little something.
Yeah, a little bit of puss.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, but it's Christmas.
No, you simply must. I made it specially. That's what my grandma says.
Oh, but I made it specially for you. Oh, grandma, please.
David Lever says, If you could know the exact date and time of your death, nah, JK. What
that's
one,
an After Dark that reference. That is an After Dark. Do you feel reference. Left out?
Mm. What one game would you banish to hell?
And what was the start of that question, sorry? If
you knew when you were going to die.
I thought you were legitimately just joking.
He started with that joke in the question.
He made the joke.
Oh, okay. What you did. Right,
wow.
But the question is just...
What one game would you banish to hell?
Oh, it's time to piss some people off, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess putting aside just really bad, worst games evers, because they're kind of obvious, maybe something slightly more controversial.
I've got an answer.
Yeah?
12 minutes. I'd banish that game to hell. It should never have been made. Whoever wrote that, sick in the head. And I don't think anyone else should ever accidentally play that game thinking it's a good game. Banished to hell.
Okay.
And everyone who made it, banished to hell.
I would banish League of Legends to hell. Mm-hmm. I wish I could banish the whole genre to hell. But I guess there are some games in that genre that don't have horrible communities. But League of Legends certainly does. And also, I can't play it. I don't get it. Just everything about it, I dislike.
If I can't play it, no one can.
Yeah, exactly. So not that I want to play it, but I did play it with friends on maybe two occasions because they were a bit more into their MOBAs. And I was like, I don't understand.
Mm.
It's not enough that I don't just not understand it. It's that everyone there is not very nice, apparently. So that's what I would do.
I've heard similar stories. Mm. I would banish Roblox to hell because I don't understand it and it scares me.
And also it's using kids as slave labor.
It does
games.
Also do that a bit, yes.
Yeah.
It's not
They're really
great.
Bad.
It's pretty problematic, but still, the kids, they love it.
They do.
They flip and love being little coders.
Little coders.
Amy's younger brother plays it a bit and his friends do. And like in the earlier days when I'd not even heard of it yet, it wasn't that popular. And she said, oh yeah, he plays this game called Roblox. And she said, you should install it just to see it and like have a look. And I installed it on my computer. Ooh. And I tried to boot it up and my computer blue screened and never recovered. And I don't think it was Roblox's fault. But I just associated, yeah, well, it could be.
I used to play a lot of Roblox.
But I now associate it with the blue screen.
I played it all the time. I used to like go into things where I'd be like, survive the disaster. And then you'd be like all thrown into a thing. And then like a tidal wave would happen. And you'd have to try and survive to the end of the thing. And then there was like various things where you'd have to like role play as police people. And
sounds sick, actually.
To be honest.
Maybe it needs to come
I kind
back.
Of wish that like... I didn't know it was problematic so that I could go back and just enjoy it, but...
I don't get why the characters look like that, though. Why do they look like... You know that Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they look like. I don't understand it.
No, neither do I.
Yeah. Good answer.
Mm. Yeah. Thank
Ben, did I interest you?
Room for a little bit more? A little after post-tea snack?
It's only wafer thin.
Are these the gluten-free ones I asked for?
They are, yeah.
Okay.
If by gluten-free Maybe. You mean solid gluten.
See, I'm allergic to Marlies, and you've made one with Marlies.
Sorry about that. You didn't tell us that before, Tom.
Thank you, Mar, for the question. Hey, Abap, They say hi back again.
Cool. Thanks.
What's the game that took you the longest to finish? Not in-game hours, but you started it in February and only finished it in November, for example.
Right.
Thank you, Mar.
So maybe something we put aside and went back to potentially or just some took ages.
Yeah.
When I first played through Horizon Zero Dawn, I started playing it in maybe like August and then played it a lot. Got to a point where I was like really, really stuck. And I was really annoyed that I couldn't play anymore. And then stopped playing it for about 4 months. And then Ben was like, why did you stop playing Horizon? And I was like, I just couldn't get past this bit. I kept dying and it was too hard. And then we looked at my settings and I had put it on like ultra hard by accident.
How far through the game had you made it?
Like I'd made it to Meridian and I was doing one of the side missions in Meridian and I just kept getting like ganked. And I was like, why is it so hard? I just don't understand. And then it turns out I'd just been playing it on hard. So when I put it on easy, I finished it within like a week because I still had like... I was like, this game's really easy and fun and I really like this game. But the first time I was like, oh, this game's too hard. I don't like it. So, yeah.
Do you know yours, Ben?
Yes, it would probably be either Final Fantasy VII, which I started when I was having a sleepover at a friend's house. And I've told this anecdote before. It really scared me, the opening of the game. Like, it gave me a nightmare. So I left the game there. And then eventually, like a year later, I returned to it. And then it took me flipping ages to finish it because, you know, I wasn't very old. So either that or Demon's Souls, which I bought and started and wasn't good at, so immediately gave up on and then returned to like 2 or 3 years later and finally finished it. But usually now, unless I sort of give up on a game that I have no intentions of coming back to, I tend to finish things pretty much in within a few weeks, just because I know that I will forget how to play it.
That's the thing. I either wouldn't go back to it or, I would think, well, I'm going to finish this now then, otherwise, like, I never will, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. For me, like, a more recent one would be...
Tekken 5. Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, I think, took me a very long time. There's some really hard bosses in that, and just a lot to do, and you don't always know actually where you're supposed to be. So you can, like, go through each world and complete them, but then there's a bit of backtracking needed at certain times, and, like, you go back to a world you were at ages ago, and you go to a certain area, and, like, oh, like... flipping not Mickey Mouse, but, you know, Riku is standing there and there's stuff to do, and it didn't really signpost you there at all, so that took me ages. But as Final Fantasy is to Ben, Spyro the Dragon is to me, and that's just reminded me that I started that when I first got a copy when I was like, I don't know, 8 years old or something, seven, and didn't really understand the concept of saving the game for a very long time.
Okay.
So and I had this like memory of I made it all the way to the third homeworld once in a single sitting.
Yeah.
And then for months after that, I was like, I'm sure there's like a snowy place somewhere. I went to a snowy place once, and it was this sort of fading memory. And then one day I worked out, oh yeah, I suppose if you save the game, then you can come back and carry on from where you were. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the snow place and I was very excited. So it probably took me like a year or two to finish that game, I guess. I don't know.
And I remember Spyro 3 had a big memory card advert on the manual. Mm. There's the, what's she called, like the queen or the empress?
Yeah, empress or something.
And she's like, don't forget to save your game. Get an official PlayStation memory card or something.
Yeah, there's
like
one on Spyro 2 as well, I think.
It's like when the mole in Animal Crossing would come and shout at me if I turned my DS off without saving.
Yeah.
You'd load the game up and it'd be like, how dare you do that? I'm like, if you know well enough that I haven't saved, you should have saved for me. If you've got enough back, like, for thought to be like, let's tell her off for not saving, then you should save the game for me, mole.
Dark Souls does that as well. It tells you off if you just quit the game without first pressing start and then going to exit back to the main menu, because it saves all the time. Like, a lot of exploits for speedruns are people will jump off a cliff and then before they die they'll quickly back out to the main menu and come back in, and they will, due to various trickeries that they've done, they will be alive at the bottom of wherever it is that they've jumped to they're supposed to have jumped to their death. But it remembers everything. But when you start it up, it said, you didn't close properly last time you were in here, so, you know, be careful because your save data might corrupt. And it never does.
No.
But it always shouts at you.
Peter, I brought this from home as a little snack for you.
Oh, God.
I made it special.
Well, all right, but...
it's got a picture of your face on it,
as
see?
I'll only be on dry turkey...
eat your face.
...for the next few days, I best have a few extra reserves to keep me going. Mm. So thank you to Samuel Benson for this question. Hello, Bap. Your favourite franchise is being turned into a mobile game. Describe the mobile game. Thank you, Samuel. First off, what's your favourite franchise? That's a big question. Is it Horizon for you, Ashton?
Yeah, I was going to say, does it count as a franchise because it's technically only had two games?
Yeah, well, I think it's got a VR
game
property,
coming. It's got a VR IP. Game coming.
Yeah, if we're going with that, it probably would be Horizon. And I reckon it'd be like a... you know when they'd made the Kingdom Hearts mobile game where, like, it's kind of a turn-based little, like, chibi-style thing?
I'm sort of vaguely aware of the mobile ones,
and
yeah.
Probably end up being a bit like that. Like, you play as, like, Aloy, and she's going around and killing monsters and raiders and stuff, and there'll probably be a little like mini story that's something to do with some rubbish.
something crap, probably.
Something crap, where she's like, oh, gotta go and save this last bear in existence or something.
Save the last bear.
Come on.
Which, actually, to be fair, hey, I'd probably be on board with that. Go and find the last bear. Save the last bear.
Save it.
Save that bear.
Save that
bear. Don't forget to save your bear.
No.
Before you turn off
the console. You didn't save your bear last night.
How we've all got our arms crossed because
it's really cold.
It's so
cold.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably that.
Okay.
I reckon.
Nice. I'm just going to pick a favorite franchise. Let's say Dark Souls. I think we did a list on this a long time ago, 10 franchises that would make good mobile games or something like that. And I believe that the one that we came up with for Dark Souls or similar, or at least the one that I'd like to see, is some sort of AR Pokemon Go.
That's what I was going to say.
Kind of thing. You go around and you've got your character with their stats, and I don't really know the specifics of how it would work, but maybe, you know, you open up the camera and there's a big flipping knight stood there on the Tyne Bridge. What are you going to do? You're going to attack it, and then it will probably, you know, not be too flashy, but, you know, you want to defeat the knight and then maybe make it to the end of the day and then go home to your home base, which is the bonfire or something. You have to check in once a day, otherwise Mr. Gumnuts will come and take your souls away.
Not Mr. Gumnuts.
Or something. Maybe, I don't know, something like that, you know, to prevent it from being a flipping card game or similar, which is probably the easy answer.
When I lived in Leicester, in the city centre, we used to like see the main road in and out of the city. And every Saturday there would be like a huge group of people all on their phones, like walking the same way. And we figured out that they were like this like Pokemon Go / like Hogwarts, the Harry Potter one that came out. They would all like go around together and like collect things, and there was like families and then just like bunches of people. And we're like, what are you doing? And then they'd go round and through the park and then they'd come back and go out the other way again. And I was like, dude, bloody nerds.
Wasn't there a thing with Pokemon Go where I think a really like rare Pokemon, like a Mew or something, happens to generate somewhere really sort of inappropriate, and loads of people were turning up at this like memorial cemetery or something?
Yeah, that sounds right. Very familiar.
I think that sort of happened.
I did see some mass hysteria get whipped up when there was that Pokemon Go Fest, and someone just yelled, there's a such and such over here, and there was practically a stampede of people.
God,
that just went sprint, like without even checking, just blind faith went and ran over there, because it's Pokemon Go Fest. If it was going to show up, why wouldn't it show
they
up
they would
here?
Make it show up here.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I mean, I guess my favorite franchise would be Spyro. So to avoid it being a card game, I'd go for a Pokemon Go style collectathon. So maybe it's based on the first game. You go around and there's like crystal dragons to free all over your city. Maybe there are egg thieves as well. So you don't just like go to where the egg thief is.
You have to chase it around.
You have to run around.
Yeah. Your life.
Yeah. You either have to like literally run around, but then they probably would say that's not very safe because people are running out into the roads and stuff. So maybe rather than having to do it based on speed, you have to like track him into several points. So you go and there's like a thief and you tag him, and then he goes nah, 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 and he sort of disappears, and then you find him again on your map and go point to point rather than have children running across roads and stuff. That's what I would do, I think.
Nice.
Ashton, look,
Peter, I simply can't.
I made it myself.
Oh, but
how
I'm
many of
so
these have been made
full.
Yourself?
All of it. Ugh. It's all been made ourselves.
Yes, the spirit of Christmas.
With love.
I got this from Iceland.
Oh, Iceland do make some good mums.
They
right?
make,
that's how it's
and they
that's
make some
mums come
good
from Iceland.
party foods. That's why mums come
that's
from
why
Iceland.
Mums live at Iceland.
Jens Herman says, "What kind of genre mix-ups would you like to see? I'm a huge fan of JRPGs and dislike horror games because I don't like that the gameplay is puzzles and most of the time bad combat. So I would like to see a JRPG horror game." So what genre mix-up would you like to see?
You should try some of the FromSoft games and Elden Ring.
Yeah.
There's some pretty horrific places there.
Is it
and Bloodborne.
Are we specifically doing a genre we don't like and trying to redeem it with a genre we do like? Combine the two? Or is it just two?
So what would you like to see?
A mashup. Okay.
They haven't specified.
Okay.
Now, I feel that sci-fi horror is a genre mashup.
It's an underrepresented genre.
Right?
There aren't many of those.
There's not many.
So perhaps that could be the way to go.
Yeah. Or I would like a farming game, but also like a lifestyle sim.
Like a village.
Mm-hmm. Like you could call it like a farming sim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And it's okay. Like all like pixelated. And, you know.
Great music.
Great music. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No, chill vibes.
You can sleep with everyone.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What about an FPS lifestyle sim where you go to war during the day and then you come home and have to cook dinner? You know?
Yeah. Cooking Mama style.
Cooking Mama style, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I would like to see a kart racer that is mixed with an MMORPG.
I was literally about to say that. 100,000
cars. 100,000
cars.
And they all have collision with each other.
Yeah, always driving around.
It's like that clip. Have you seen it?
You have to fuel up as well. So it's like a one petrol station. So everyone's got a queue to get into the petrol station.
Is it Assetto Corsa, I think it is, or something like that? It looks like a Gran Turismo game, but it's not. And it's just, it's a fixed camera angle from the first bend. And there's the start line and it goes green. And there's like 15 Reliant Robins with the three wheels.
Right.
And they all come up to the corner and they all just all flip out one after the other.
Amazing.
It's so good.
That sounds good.
No, not that though. I'm trying to think of one that I genuinely would like to see.
Yeah. Because I can think of good combinations, but then I'm like, oh, well, that actually exists. I'm trying to think of something unique. I like the idea of something like Dungeon Keeper, where you build like a gauntlet and then like your friends have to run through it. But that does sort of exist now. There are a few games like that. I think 10 years ago that probably would never that wasn't.
Oh,
really,
is that new one that's coming out that's very similar?
There's that one. There's definitely one coming out, and I think there's already one as well that's a bit like that.
Your Maker or something, is that the name of the new one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So but that's coming. But yeah, I think it sounds fun to be able to like build interesting, kind of mazes and challenges and stuff. Mm. Maybe you have to build it, and then you can only submit it if you can complete it yourself. Otherwise, you would just make these impossible.
You want like Orcs Must Die meets like Mario Maker.
Yeah, I guess it is about Orcs. It's like tower defense in a way. Yeah. Although maybe something like with a lot more kind of creativity, like sort of sandbox physics-y, so you can really just combine individual little components, not just like here's the axe wall and here's the spike pit. It's like no, like you can put individual spikes in places. You can have like flippers and like create machines that
can't say
that. No, flip you. Jesus. So you could like almost create your own special machines and stuff. That could be fun.
I'm also going to go the horror route, and I am going to choose walking sims with survival horror, or not even survival horror, just horror themed walking sim, because find that walking sims are inherently incredibly atmospheric and can be a bit spooky and unsettling.
Yeah.
But I have, and I'm sure they exist, I've yet to experience or be made aware of any mainstream, as far as mainstream as walking sims get, a mainstream walking sim game with actual horror elements that aims to mess with you and make you really uncomfortable and freak you out a bit. Because Gone Home was scary in its own ways, but it wasn't a horror game. Dear Esther was spooky too. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture was spooky in lots of ways, but it never did anything. It never leaned into the horror. It wasn't a horror title. I think those games are incredibly effective at building atmosphere and tension. And a game like that, that's specifically designed to mess with you. Like, imagine you're walking down a really long corridor with like one swinging light fixture at the end. And then the light goes out and you're in this walking sim in the dark and you're like, what the hell's going on? And then your disc tray ejects or something like that. Can you imagine?
I guess the closest thing to that would be PT in a way, which is obviously short.
That is exactly it.
Not a proper game.
There's no combat. There's no inventory management. There's no leveling up. It's just you start here. You've got to go there. There is a narrative. Good luck. Or the park. There it is. Yeah. The park. That's what I'm thinking of.
This is what you want.
Yeah. Swan Ride. Let's go.
Ben, have you left room for dessert?
Did you answer, Ashton?
Yeah.
What are you combining?
Kart Racers MMO.
Oh, that's your answer, is it? Okay.
I do want to play that, though. Like,
it does sounds
really fun.
Like,
huh?
Excellent chaos. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've already had one that was made with love. Is this one made with hatred?
Two.
Thank you.
Two.
Thank you.
Have two.
Have two.
I couldn't possibly. Nexus Polaris, thank you very much. Hey, Bap, if you could pick any video game related song to be your IRL background theme, I've already picked mine.
What would it be? And I picked mine.
I would personally pick Persona 5's Beneath the Mask instrumental version. Thanks, Keys Keys, Nexus. Great choice, Nexus. Thank you.
I think we've all picked this.
Obviously, Dr. Anal Hill's walkout music every Dark Pictures anthology game.
I don't think I'm rad enough for that.
Oh,
it would make me radder to have it.
I think you could pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Hmm.
When I saw the question, my immediate thought was
yes. So for people who aren't familiar, if you played a Dark Pictures anthology game, whenever the narrator or the curator or whatever he's called is introduced, he walks down this corridor in like slow motion and it plays this sort of like 90s rock song.
Yeah, like prod rock.
Oh, it's so good and it's so inappropriate and I love it.
Yeah. I would maybe, if I don't go with that answer, although that is the correct answer, I would maybe have the Live Soon sniper music we used to use.
Next stage. A man walking his dog.
Or if we're going recent, I'd go for God of War or Elden Ring's main theme.
I was going to say God of War.
But they're so good. They're so good.
Yeah, God of War's main theme is really good. Gets you hyped.
Yeah.
You got a serious one, Peter, or are you sniping
maybe,
two all the way?
Maybe some I've established it's Jeremy Soul, by the way. It is Jeremy Soul, not Jeremy Soul.
Jeremy Soul.
I've been saying Soul all these years.
Well, it seems right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Why has it got any on the end? Take the E off if it's flipping Soul. Maybe some Jeremy Soul.
Hasn't Soul
music.
Of Your Feet got an E on it?
Yeah, but it's not got a U in it.
Oh, I didn't know how you spell his name.
Oh, yeah. OU. It's Soul, as in. Soul
well, there's
Reaver.
Two spellings of soul, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Three now.
I'd have like I would have like the Oblivion soundtrack so that when nice things are happening to me, it's just. And then if a mud crab attacks me. That's what I go for.
Amazing.
I think you've got some good like Spyro, area backing music that would be good. There's one that sounds like Hard Times by Paramore that whenever I hear it, like just love it. It just gets me going.
Well, so. Stuart Copeland recycled a lot of music that he'd either made before and put into Spyro or he used it after Spyro, such as the Amanda Show theme tune is just a Spyro.
Wow.
It's just a Spyro one backing song.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, Peter, I know you're full. But if I put this in some Tupperware, will you take it home? Because
can I reheat it in the morning?
Yeah, it will reheat really well. It's just, you know, we're going to throw it away otherwise.
Right, yeah, no, I don't want to waste it. So let's have this from Quetzal Angel, who says, "Hi, Triple Jumpers.
Hello.
With the HBO series of The Last of Us, do you think that some elements of the story should be changed in order to offer a new experience and make it a little less predictable? Merry Holy Days, Quetzal." I did wonder this. I mean, I think it's pretty clear, they may have even said, actually, officially, but I think it's clear from the trailer that because it's presumably going to be a multi-season show, it's not, this first season is not going to end the way that the first game ends. I can't imagine that's what's going to happen. I don't know if they officially said that.
No, because we've seen a lot of it, and it's a lot of the game that we've seen so far. Like, they seem to get quite far into the game, just like what we've seen in the trailers, so... I don't know.
But I was going to say that whether they do it this season or later, you know, and get to the hospital scene, it It's like with Game of Thrones, they got ahead of the books in the end, didn't they? And they had to like find out what is going to happen. And I think they took some license as well. So I think the way the books are going to go when they're eventually out is not actually how the show played out. And I think that could be interesting, you know, because that's such a hard hitting moment. You don't expect it to happen when you're playing the game. And it's such an integral part of the story of The Last of Us that, I mean, it's a difficult choice. Do they just do it again for the benefit of those who maybe haven't played the game, and that will, you know, really, really affect newcomers to the franchise? Or do they try and produce another kind of blow, you know, a really strong kind of effect for the people who think they know where it's going, and then, you know, they might suddenly go, oh my God, what? You know? So I don't know which I'd prefer, to be honest. It would seem wrong to change from the original story, but it would be nice to have a shock, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, much like the best video game ever made, the Uncharted movie.
Yeah. Video game movie.
Video game movie. Uncharted. I would imagine that they'll touch on a lot of themes from the game, but you know, they can't age Bella Ramsey up 10 years between seasons, so they're going to have to start some new stories and expand some other stuff as well, I'd have thought. But there'll definitely be stuff from the game that they'll be touching on for sure.
I think that they will put Pedro Pascal in one of those helicopter hats for the entire show. That would be really nice change. I'd like it to, at the beginning of the show, you can select which outfit you put your characters in, and then for the rest of the show, they're in that outfit.
They just make a custom show for you.
If they do another Uncharted game, do you think they'll do it with the Nathan Cake skin?
Where the Uncharted movie?
Yeah. Did I say game? Yeah. Neither of us can.
They're
get it
so
right.
similar. It's
Tom Holland gains 12 stone to play Donut Drake.
Like the whale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably be kept very much the same, but I do think that they've got a lot of liberties to spend more time on things. Like, I reckon we'll get a bit more of an insight into like the weird cannibal cult thing that's in The Last of Us. And I reckon we'll get like whole episodes in certain areas, which will be really interesting. So maybe they will run out of time, but I do think that the hospital point would be like the perfect end to the season.
Yeah,
as it, is
it
with
seems
the game.
An obvious
but because there isn't really that many other points in the game where you could be like, we could end the series here, and it would,
where they
people
find
would
the
want
giraffe
to carry on. Yeah,
that's where it ends.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so beautiful, isn't it?
The world's good. Everything's happy. The child.
And we're nearly at the fireflies.
Yeah.
That'll
and
go
then
well.
Just, a card comes up and says, they found the cure and everyone is okay.
Yes. Yeah. And it was all a dream. I think that would be really cool to just get some changes. But I do think that the game is in itself a very good end to what it does. So maybe we will get it. But we don't know if they're even going to make a season 2 yet. They've kind of been like, we will if people like it.
When's Chernobyl season 2 coming out, huh?
Yeah.
When are they going to blow up another reactor so we can have season 2?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
Get on with it.
Now, Ashton, I don't know if you care for a nightcap as you're on your way.
Oh, I am about to go, but hey, there's always time for a drink.
Yeah. Not if you're driving,
though.
But your Uber's nearly here.
Yeah.
There's time for you to have a
I'm going to get on my bicycle to go.
Yeah.
Cameron Keywood says, Ni hao bap. The New Year Lord of Gaming has announced that all IPs will be available for use in the first ever gaming draft, and you each have 5 picks as a representative of Sony, Peter, Microsoft, Ashton, and Nintendo, Ben.
What was that?
Nothing.
You're laughing at?
Nothing. Your first pick is an IP that stays locked with your ecosystem, but the rest are open season. Have a good New Year, Cameron Keyword.
So we've all been assigned.
We can pick 5 picks for that we will be in charge of. The first one is the only one that stays locked in our ecosystem.
So what is your exclusive?
Yeah.
And can I pick from all of gaming?
All of gaming.
So I could just like nick Mario if I
wanted. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Lock in an exclusive. I'm trying to think what's going to make the most money, because you could say something like, you know, something really popular like God of War or something like that. But if you're only bringing those out every so often, you know, something like Mario, you can bring out lots of Mario games on the regular. I might just swoop in as I'm going first. Just steal the Mario Boy.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How could you?
Married at First Sight.
It's classic flipping Sony, yeah. Buying everything.
Coming in.
It's disgusting.
Buying Mario. Yeah. You shouldn't let me go first.
I'm going to go money hat on forward. And I'm going to get FIFA. FIFA's mine.
Yeah.
If you want FIFA, Microsoft can't have FIFA. It. It's just for me now. All those football boys, they're coming for
Enjoy
me.
Enjoy eFootball, nerds.
Yeah, suck it, nerds.
I'm going to take Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I think that sells an awful lot of Nintendo systems and I'd be an idiot to get rid of it.
Mm.
Round two.
Because we're Sony and it belongs on Sony machines, we're going to have Call of Duty.
okay.
But we're not going to lock it to Sony consoles.
Not
going to
be a dick about it.
No,
Just want to have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take The Legend of Zelda. And I'm going to give it, I'm going to put, what's his face from Starfield, whose name is escaping me? Who's making Starfield?
Todd
Howard. I'm going to put him in charge.
Todd's in charge of Zelda.
Yeah.
A thousand floating islands.
That sounds like
but everyone can have
terrific
it.
Terrific combination.
But Todd Howard's making it.
Todd Howard's making it. I'm going to take Fable because you don't know what you're doing with it.
Ah.
It's mine now. I'm making Fable.
That would be charming.
Fable it would be charming Nintendo. As hell.
It would,
it?
Yeah.
We will go with maybe WoW.
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 Maybe we'll make WoW 2 just to kind of bring in some fresh meat. I know they're still making WoW expansions.
Worlds of Warcraft.
Worlds of Warcraft reforged. No. yeah, because they are still making DLC. They just released a big dragon pack, but we'll make it brand new.
Okay.
I'm taking Spyro.
Whoa. Well, that's what they've done.
We've got Activision under our belt and we're gonna make a new one. Yeah, sort of. And we're gonna make a new one. We're gonna make an MMO Spyro in cards.
It's the goblin one from Skylanders.
By the figurines, Toys to Life, baby.
It's a MOBA.
Yeah. We're gonna buy Spyro. Spyro's ours now. Suck it, Pia.
Sackboy's mine.
Ooh.
Little Big Planet is a Nintendo
Little
IP
Big Planet
now.
By Nintendo would be good.
I'm trying to pick ones that I think would be good Nintendo
I'm just trying ones. To pick ones just to be a piss
dick.
People off.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pick one to be self-serving. We are going to acquire Beyond Good and Evil, and we're going to pump all of Sony's money into that sequel so that it will eventually be
all
released. All of it.
Ooh. I will take... What do I want?
What do you
Spider-Man?
Want?
No, I don't
you
really
have
want
anything.
Spider-Man. I kind of want something that we can take a risk on because we've got so much bloody money.
Bloody money.
I'll probably take Half-Life off Valve.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have it. It's ours now. And we'll pump a load of money in it because we're Microsoft and I've got so much of it and make a new Half-Life. Finally, give the people what they want.
Viva Piñata.
Oh, love those games.
So you're making just good Nintendo
trying to put together a stable with Pokemon.
Yeah,
all the other IP are up for grabs, but these ones I want on Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I just think would be appropriate.
Well, see, I'm now trying to think of one that would
your
make
last
a,
one
a good third person single player action adventure game, a la God of War and Horizon. How about Batman? We'll have the Arkham series.
Yeah.
We'll just release way more Batman and do some spin-offs with flipping
Commissioner Jimmy.
Yeah, Commissioner James, that photographer from the Daily Planet. Harley Quinn, maybe. We'll do a Harley Quinn game, Joker game, loads of cool, interesting stories.
Yeah.
I would like to take it's not currently being made into a game, but I'm taking it anyway. I'd like to make a Doctor Strange game.
Ooh.
That's first person, a la your Death Loops, your Dishonored,
interesting powers
at your hands, and you can activate certain things. That'd be fun. And he's got time stone, so I could do a full bloody Death Loop situation. Getting back to the beginning of the day every day if I felt like
every day.
Last one. Last Nintendo. One,
leaning into the sort of indie
skew. Let's shoot Larry.
I'm going to choose the Haunted Chocolatier, which is the spiritual successor to Stardew Valley. Mm. That's a Nintendo game now.
That's a good one.
We have it.
It's going to look like Animal Crossing.
It's going to look like Animal Crossing. Yeah. It's going to run like crap. It's the Nintendo way, baby. Let's do it. I'm pretty happy with those picks.
I
can't even remember what's this.
It's your turn, isn't it?
Yeah,
Ashton just had that.
We've already had our seconds. It's your turn to have some seconds.
You're not even gonna gussy it up a little bit for me.
Oh yeah, no, it's just before I even got there, you were asking what's this? Would you do that around your grandma's at the dining table? What's this, Phil?
To which you would say
cauliflower cheese.
I love cauliflower cheese. Thank you, Ashton. See? Playing up to the bit.
There you go.
Carrie Booker, is there a song or album that brings up video game memories for you? Ryan says Limp Bizkit, always reminds him of playing Perfect Dark with his brother. He also says I should write the Chocolate Starfish album specifically, but I didn't want to type such filth. Wink. It's there now.
Vink.
It's just one of those days. Come on.
There are a few of these where I'm like, it reminds me, but I'm trying to think. I mean, there's stuff like, obviously, your Tony Hawk's and your Burnouts, which had actual pop songs in the background. They're kind of, that stands to reason. But I've got a weird one, which is, I was never a particular big fan of it, but I borrowed a copy of Lego Jurassic World. Mm. And I was playing through the first game. And at the same time, I had... I think I just discovered that my Xbox 360, you could like load music onto it from a CD. So you could like put the CD in the drive. It would like rip the music off and store it on your console. So you could then put a game in and still listen to this music.
Right.
And just as a test, I'd done it with the first CD I could find in the house, which was a gift that my sister had got my dad for Father's Day. And it was just like 40 like dad rock songs or pop songs or something. So as a test, I was playing this Jurassic World game, and now when I hear, there's like maybe two or three songs. There was My First, My Last, My Everything by Barry White, right? Love Shack, and I think there's another one. And now when I hear Love Shack, I think of Lego Jurassic World, which is a very strange association. But I'm sure there are better answers where it was, you know, I listened to this music with a game that I really enjoyed. But that's a strange answer of just
pure
Pavlovian association.
Mm. Sometimes when I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn at the beginning of this year before the second one came out, when I was running around kind of mopping stuff up, I put on my playlist and the first song it would always play because sometimes it wouldn't shuffle automatically, it would just play the first song in the playlist on the PlayStation, would be Orla Garland's You're Not Special, Babe.
Orla Garland?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. You're Not Special, Babe would always be the first song that came on. So whenever I hear that song now, I just think of Horizon. Or if I'm playing it, I just have that song in my head because it would always be the first song that would be coming on when I press like play on a playlist. And her like album cover would be like the front of the playlist, even though it was like one song, but it happened to be at the top. probably that song, I reckon.
Hmm. I think I associate music or albums with games sort of in conjunction with this time of year as well, because back when CDs were a thing, I used to ask for a CD for Christmas sometimes. And I think probably I would, you know, usually get a game for Christmas as well. And then there would be a combination of all of them at some point. So probably The Darkness, Permission to Land, that album, the one with the UFO and the ping pong bats. You remember the one?
Yeah.
Remember the one?
No.
It's like that. That's how it is. It's a great album. And probably played some games with it. I can't remember specifically, to be honest. I tend not to listen to music too much when I'm playing games.
No, I don't.
Only if I'm clearing up some side stuff or trophies, and then I'll listen to a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to listen to podcasts when I played Minecraft, like back when I first played it, back in the kind of the early days. So I think of Minecraft when I... Well, I don't listen to the Og Pod anymore. I don't go back and listen to it. But I used to re-listen to that pretty regularly for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, sort of recycle round to earlier episodes. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember I was building my tree farm when I listened to this episode.
Last year when we were in a mini lockdown over the beginning of the year, me and MB played quite a lot of Minecraft together, mm-hmm. modded Minecraft, and we used to sit in the same room and like chat, but I would have like in my headphones music playing and I'd be like playing Minecraft and he's like, are you listening to music and not talking to me? And I'm like, well, you weren't saying anything and I wanted to listen to like Christmas songs or whatever. And he was always like, how dare you? So now sometimes whenever we play Minecraft, I'm just like sneaking some music on.
Yeah. What a betrayal.
I know.
Now, Peter. Mm-hmm. I know you're really full at this point, but this is legitimately the last slice. Would you do me the honor? I know how much you enjoy milk chocolate, and this one is coated in
Chockies.
It.
Well, it's as it's there. The last slice, can the three of us share it? Because I couldn't, I do not.
You couldn't
have room.
Possibly.
No, I could not possibly.
That's fair.
We what can if have I a... mashed it up for yeah. you? Would that be easier?
From Chris Law. Hey, y'all, what's the best game to nurse a hangover to? We're sharing it.
Maybe after too many, the triple jump cocktails.
Happy New Year, and don't go changing too much.
Oh, I can't hit another thing.
I'm so full.
Full.
I should go and have a nap.
Gaming to hang out. Usually when I'm hungover, I don't want to play any
no,
games.
That's what no. I was going to say.
Any game that lets me sit on my sofa and like just kind of lay as go as far to lying down without actually having to still be able to see the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like something so recently, shockingly, Saints Row, because it's so disgusting. Rubbish and so mind numbing that like I could just sit there lying down, just staring at the TV and just run around and just do nothing. Mm-hmm. So any game in which there is not a lot of content is perfect for a hangover.
Yeah, that's true. But games that don't require a huge amount of your attention. Games with a routine. Stardew Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a game like Persona 5 or 4 Golden, if you're following a guide to get that sweet, sweet 100% completion run. I found that very therapeutic when I did that last year, following a guide for those. I wasn't necessarily hungover the entire time, but maybe for some of it I was. I think it's just nice being told what to do when you can't be bothered to do anything else.
Well, I was going to say maybe a walking sim where there's only one thing to do, which is just go where the game is probably funneling you if you pay any attention at all to the cues. So, yeah, and not having to worry about sudden QTEs or monster attacks or spikes in music. So maybe something like Firewatch or something. It's not a game I do play when I'm hungover, but I think that would work pretty well.
And if you want to purge the hangover, Beat Saber.
Yeah.
In VR. Mm. That's the way
Sweat
to go.
Sweat it out.
Yes.
I might make you puke.
Wow, speaking of puking, I'm so stuffed.
Me too.
I'm going to need a new belt. But thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed this this little twist on the traditional formula. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. Oh, wait, no, we won't. It'll be episode 200, and it'll be our Game of the Year podcast. We'll be joined by James Jenkins, running down our five top games of 2022 alongside five of the Patreon-voted games as well. The votes are ongoing now. Go check out patreon.com/teamtriplejump to find out how you can contribute to that. If you want to find us in other places around the internet, Peter is going to tell you where and how.
You can find us on youtube.com and twitch.tv/teamtriplejump. It's where we do all of our videos and live streams. When we're streaming on both of those channels, we are modded by Lord Brotovich, Trailing Badger, and Mr. Black. If you've got Amazon Prime, part of the bundle includes a Twitch sub. It's no extra cost. It's just all in there. And you can spend that on us if you like. You'll get the normal benefits, and we will, I think, get the money as though you're subscribed. But it doesn't cost you anything extra. Twitter.com and Facebook.com/TeamTripleJump for video and live stream announcements, legacy video content, highlights of the week from Twitch, and loads of other things, bits of news. It's all put there by Fraser. Thank you, Fraser. TikTok.com/@TeamTripleJump. There's an at in that one. Ashton is ticking and or talking over on TikTok.com. It's great. Go and look at them.
Thanks.
And Patreon.com/TeamTripleJump for all of our Patreon tiers. you could have been a podcast producer in this episode. You could be one in a future episode. Mm-hmm. Remember that strange reference we made to After Dark? You can listen to the After Dark bonus podcast by going to Patreon, signing up to the right tier.
Yeah.
Early videos and loads of stuff.
Also, yeah. I should say, if you've made yourself a podcast producer for Christmas and you're not on this list, this is because we're recording this well in advance of Christmas. So you will be on next week, but you might not be on this week's because this is the current list a few weeks before.
We're recording
Christmas.
A bit before Christmas, so you might not have actually done it yet.
Do not be alarmed. We have a website. It's triplej.mp, triplej.mup, spells jump. It's very clever. If you want to join a Discord, you can go to triplej.mup/Discord and chat with our wonderful community. On Discord, we're modded by Jack, Joe, Tori, and Tolowise. And if they say to do something, bloody well do it, all right? If you want to listen to the podcast and its audio forms, maybe you've got a New Year's Eve party this evening and you think, how can I bring the mood? Hey, why don't I put this on? This will bring the mood
down.
Let's dance to this conversation.
We'll bring the vibes. you can go to triplej.mup/podcast. And to check on our live stream VODs, Ben did a very big stream this week.
I did.
They will probably maybe be on the VODs channel, maybe not yet. Check on Monday slash Tuesday.
Yeah.
And go to triplej.mup/VODs. If you want to book a cameo from us, you can go to triplej.mup/cameo. All of us and James Jenkins are on there. And if you want to buy some sick and cool merch, if your grandma gave you a little bit of money for Christmas, why not check it out on triplejumpshop.com. Make sure you're following at Triple Jump Shop on Twitter for the latest merch announcements. And hey, if you've got some Triple Jump merch for Christmas, why not tag Triple Jump Shop and us in it? Ben, how can they tag us?
I'll tell you. Why not follow Peter and Ashton on Instagram and Twitter and Hive?
Yeah.
At that Peter Austin and at Scrambled Ashton and myself just on Twitter at @confused_dude. We do lists every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Streams every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We should be returning to that. The Thursday stream is the joint stream.
Blaze it.
On YouTube. I'm so sorry. I got off again.
Worst games ever is fortnightly. Friday for patrons of a certain tier. Sunday for everyone else. Podcast every Saturday if Ben can make it to the next one.
I'm dying.
And...
Shows.
All the bloody time.
Yeah,
time.
He's got it.
Yeah, all the time. So come check them out, please. Why not leave a 5-star review on your platform of choice? It helps something to do with Al Gore's rhythms. What's happening, Ashton?
Thanks for asking, Ben. We hope you had a lovely Christmas and you're feeling better than Ben currently is. We have got a bunch of videos coming up / have already come out over the last week. We released our annual Triple Jump is Not Changing video. That went up, I think, today at time of release. So do check that out. We want to say thank you to everyone who's helped us out. So find out what we've achieved this year.
We'll tell you about all the ways that it is actually changing, but not in any bad way.
Not in a scary way.
We've done every single year, in video
gaming.
Since the beginning of time, ranked from worst to best.
There's a big tie in last place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a bittersweet moment because it was the last ranked script written for us by Philip Reed, who we lost this year. But it's great to have such an all-encompassing list as his last one, at least.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there is one more after that.
That's right. I keep forgetting about that one.
It's one, as we've spoken about
I'm
before,
wrong.
It's one that he is going to be furious is his final
yeah.
one. But this, I think, that it will be an excellent video when it comes out. But this one, I think, really shows how unparalleled the man was. I'm losing my voice again.
It's all right, don't get emotional. How
unparalleled the man was at research and putting these things together. So we hope you enjoy that. That will be out on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So it's our big annual hangover list. Mm. Go and watch it in bed and learn some things about games.
Yeah.
this week I did my big Dark Souls, not Dark Souls.
Demon Souls.
Sorry. That's it. I briefly forgot what game it was as well. I was like, but it's not that one, but I can't remember which one it is. At the time of recording, I did a little test playthrough in New Game Plus, and it was all right. I'm confident I can do it in one sitting. So that will have been a couple of days ago. And as Ashton said, should be on the VODs channel soon. What's coming out? What came out this week? Sorry, Ashton. This new thing.
Oh yeah. I made a new thing. Well, maybe I will have. hopefully, I should have, made a new show that we're going to be doing monthly, which is like a monthly gaming forecast where I tell you everything that's happening in a month that you need to know about in gaming, including things coming to PlayStation Plus, things coming to Game Pass, things that are hitting the Switch or PC, exciting things to look out for. So check that out if you'd like. It should be have come out yesterday at time of release. Mm-hmm. So hey, why not? I'll check that out and tell me how much you liked it. So I feel good about myself. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Give it a watch. Give it a share. Ashton's first solo project. So go support it. Mm. And finally, Peter.
It's episode 200 of the podcast coming up. So this was, as Ashton said earlier, this was a little special episode to kind of celebrate that 200, but we couldn't do it next time on the 200th episode because it's going to be our Game of the Year podcast. We're going to have James Jenkins here. All four of us will be talking about our five personal games of the year, and we'll have yours as well, as voted for by Patreon. It's Patreon exclusive, isn't it, the voting? Yeah. So if you want to vote, you have to be a patron. That will be made available to you via Patreon itself. Well, I think sends out notifications for posts, but also I'm sure we'll tweet about it when the post goes out. So you can vote. So please get in there and do it. And we'll all talk about games.
One last time, 2022. Ben, what is the sponsor of this week's podcast?
Final sponsor of 2022 is, of course, the Justin Roiland, Peter Austin's wife collaboration.
Oh, geez.
It's called High on Wife. It's out now on Game Pass, and Justin Roiland voices everyone in it. So, pretty exciting.
Can't wait
time
that.
To be alive. Thank you so much for watching / listening, everybody. We hope you had a fantastic Christmas, as we said earlier. If you celebrate that, or whatever it is that you celebrate, have a very happy new year. Stay safe, and we will see you in a week's time for Game of the Year.
See you in 2023, baby.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.